Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
...609 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, a lot to get to today. I will have that list of pizza places that we talked about yesterday posted later today. Another article about toughening up America, man up. And you can get all of that at nj1015.com/BillSpadia. Eric, this Stafford Township thing is interesting. I think it needs some clarification. Here's what I understand, that a Peruvian national who was here illegally had a detainer order and a removal order. Like this guy, allegedly, I guess he had come back into the country, he had been thrown out before, but he had an order to be apprehended and thrown out.
Signed by a judge last January.
Right, so this is, okay, so it's been going on for a while. I've been looking for this guy. So they, ICE agents pull him over in Stafford Township on Route 72, and he weaponizes the car, reportedly, and injures one of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, flees. So the FBI is there, the federal government's in charge of the investigation. The controversy, it seems to me, is that the Stafford Township Police Department put out a statement for some odd reason saying that they are not assisting in the investigation. But as I understand it from our conversation this morning and what's being reported across multiple sources, is they weren't needed because the FBI is involved and the FBI is out looking for the van.
Well, initially, Stafford Township Police did respond. You can see in the video from the scene
Stafford
that the Stafford cops are there. And in the immediate aftermath, so this they stopped a white van. ICE agents had surrounded it. Now, the Stafford Township Police were not involved in the stoppage, because
they're
not allowed to be.
Which also makes, even without the Immigrant Trust Directive, I would imagine the local cops would not be involved in that anyway.
Anyway, right.
That's what the ICE guys
they're
are
not allowed. Right. So the multiple vehicles, you had multiple ICE vehicles there, tried to block the van. The van wedged itself in between two of the vehicles as the suspect was going to flee. And they gave the suspect multiple orders to get out of the van. He refused. As he fled the scene, he either sideswiped or ran over one of the ICE agents, who you can also see laying in the street.
Yeah, clearly
as
injured.
Stafford Township Police respond to him
right.
to help him. And then Stafford Township Police initially engaged in a search for the suspect, according to the police chief, before the FBI took over the investigation, which is as it typically happens.
Even in a red state
Correct.
Where you are cooperating.
Yep.
So I think the first thing I wanted to clarify this morning is I think the anger toward the Stafford Township Police Department is unwarranted, because this is basically how this would have gone down anyway. But I would also say the other side of it is, stupid move PR-wise for Stafford to put out a statement. Now, maybe they did it to highlight the ridiculousness of the Immigrant Trust Directive and
Possibly.
The confusion. Maybe they did that. But I think the reason people got upset is the attitude of, hey, not our issue, not our problem. The governor's got our hands tied. We're doing what we're supposed to do. Almost like, hey, Gov, don't come after us.
But they also did point out, Stafford Police did point out, in the course of the investigation, if there are local charges that can be brought against the suspect, they will charge him.
Right.
Which is also as it should be.
As it should be, yeah. I think my big takeaway, and I don't know what you're hearing from your law enforcement, but I've got a lot of law enforcement friends who are scratching their heads and almost a little exasperated, like, just like, it's making it so confusing. And it's sent the Immigrant Trust Directive and the governor's attitude toward this has... It has created hostility and confusion, and actually is now making the community less safe, because now you're pitting community members who are getting angry at statements that cops are making. So you've now got, everybody's got a posture and position with public statements and how, where they stand, instead of just doing the job.
Well, and that's the problem. And here, regardless of how you fall on any side of the issue, and I've said this now for years since the Immigrant Trust Directive
started under Murphy as an executive order,
is that, you know, two things. One, if you ban cooperation between law enforcement agents, you are putting all law enforcement lives in jeopardy, because intelligence and cooperation are key to the successful execution of a lawful enforcement. And regardless of whether you agree that it should be lawful or not, ICE is conducting lawful operations. In the midst of a crisis, hesitation can be deadly for the officer and for the suspect. Because if you are not relying on your training, as you were trained to do, your muscle memory, the way that you have been trained to react to a hostile situation, and you hesitate because in the back of your mind, like, well, am I allowed to do this under the Immigrant Trust Directive?
Right. Someone could get killed.
If you're thinking about that, those fractions of seconds matter in a crisis situation, and you're causing hesitation. One of the reasons I think people push back so heavily, the anti-ICE people push back so heavily on the way the state police responded to the rioting outside of Delaney Hall, is because they reacted exactly as their training dictated. There was no hesitation. There was this is what I'm trained to do.
That's right.
If this happens, this is how I react. And it was a very well-conducted operation that, from purely a law enforcement standpoint, got praise around the country.
Well, and they put down the threat because and it was a threat because the agitators and rioters were pushing fences against law enforcement. Mm-hmm. It was disruptive and destructive. So that's the question. I think that I'd like to see Greg Meyer and the Republicans sue the state of New Jersey over this. I think the mayor and the town of Stafford should sue the state over the Immigrant Trust Directive to get this law repealed and thrown out. Wildly unconstitutional if you think about literally handcuffing law enforcement so they can't act. And as Eric pointed out, and he's right, you know, we've talked about this for many, many years, that law enforcement decisions are split-second decisions. And if you are weighed down by politics thinking you might lose your job, that's an enormous problem. So, I mean, to me, you know, and by the way, shots were fired. So the situation escalated in a very bad way, and it is 100% on the perp. So it is absolutely time. I think Donald Trump has an opportunity here. We need to get back to massive deportations. We need complete cooperation. It's time for these illegal criminals to be thrown out of this country. 100%, no matter what job they're doing, no matter how sorry they may be about their breaking the law before, it doesn't matter. It's time to rid this country of this problem. And, you know, and that means we need legal action in this state. And that's what the Republicans ought to be talking about, to go after the Immigrant Trust Directive in a very legal way and get rid of it so we can get back down to business and start throwing these criminal people out of here who do not belong in this country. 617, Fast Traffic Instant Row. Six 24 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So I am. I'll wrap this up for you. I think the Stafford Township Police did exactly what they were supposed to do, and I understand why residents. I mean, like, I think it was like 1,000 comments on their Facebook page, pissed off that the cops basically said, "Hey, we're not involved in this operation." I think it was a PR mistake for Stafford Township to say anything about it, unless it was done on purpose to draw attention to the ludicrous nature of the Immigrant Trust Directive. And, you know, guys, I can continue to talk about this. We've talked about it for years. Law enforcement lives are being put in danger directly as a result of Governor Mikey Sherrill. So she is an absolute disgrace to the uniform that she wore. She is ambitious and clearly not the sharpest person that's ever held the office. So I think that combination is dangerous because she's being led by folks that you know may or may not have the state or the country or the community's best interest in mind. So I think when you get somebody who's, you know, not the sharpest tool in the shed and give her a lot of power and tell her that if you stay as far left as possible, you might be competitive in a Democratic primary for president, we've got a dangerous situation here. And we're lucky, certainly the ICE agent who was run down by that criminal alien, you know, we're lucky he's not dead. And the perp is lucky that he's not dead because shots were fired. And, you know, my thought is that the perp would have deserved it if he had been killed. Like, it's enough already. You know, this goes back to, I remember this fight, and I'll leave you with this thought, that words matter. I used to fight with the censors here at the station around the time of COVID and right before, because I would never use the term undocumented immigrant, because that softens it and tries to humanize somebody who is breaking our laws and is potentially a threat to our safety and security. They are illegal aliens. It is the alien term is actually a legal term. So now I call them criminal aliens because they have committed crimes, even if that crime is just coming back into this country after you were deported. So I think the only way out of this now is New Jersey law enforcement. And honestly, guys, I'm talking to you with the PBA and the FOP. How have you not sued this government to protect your officers? The unions are down on the job, if you ask me. It's time for the PBA to step the hell up and do something about this before somebody gets killed. Governor Sherrill does not have your best interest in mind. She is not a friend of law enforcement. None of the Democrats are friends of law enforcement. They are willing to put your life in jeopardy for their own political ambition. It's really disgusting. So honestly, guys, PBA, FOP, step up or shut up. Because you're leaving your guys out there in a really bad way, and it's time to act. It's enough with the press conferences or the bullhorn rallies. Get in there, get your lawyers, and start acting on behalf of your guys. And I'll say the same thing for the Ocean County legislators and local officials. It's time to get the state dragged into court to get this ridiculous directive removed. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. The other side, I want to talk about the food at the World Cup. Got a story for you. 628, Eric Scott with the news. 638 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. Hey, a real quick note on one of our friends and sponsors. DotDesigning.com is having their grand opening today at their place on Route 33. And the first 50 people to stop in, this is between 11 and 1 today, get a branded candy gift set that is from a new business that just started, AdamAndZach.com. So check out that and go to DotDesigning.com if you've got a small business that you are looking to get promotions. Promotions start as low as $2.99.
I'm going to be there today.
Are you going to be?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize it was your event today.
I'm
awesome.
There from 11 to 1.
It's, so well,
giving the stuff out.
The Adam and Zach, so Adi, the dad, you know, who runs the company, they're his sons.
Yeah.
Who opened the candy store.
And it's a great, I'm telling you.
It's fantastic.
Entrepreneurial spirit is alive and well in New Jersey.
It really is. I love that he started a business. The kids are starting a business. Yeah. I mean, it's just, that is cool.
What town is it in?
Monroe, right?
It's on Route 33. I thought you said, because you said 33. I wasn't sure.
It's on Route 33. Yeah. It's someone had said it was in Wall, but it's not. It's in Monroe. So it's, you go out 33, past the turnpike, and, you know, I don't know if it's on the right or the left, but it's convenient. The truth is, that is one of the most convenient roads in the state.
It is.
I love
Route
33.
That's one that I don't get stressed out about. If I'm going somewhere and I see 33 on the nav system, I'm like, oh, okay, this is going to be bad.
Easy. Yeah. Right? You never get backed up there. It's not like Route 1.
You don't hear us talking about it on the traffic report a lot.
I never hear. Yeah. So do you and Bob split 33, or is that all
you?
Yeah,
because it goes in towards like Manalapan, you know, English Town-ish, you know, Freehold, right. But it's Hamilton, you know, for Mercer County.
I can't remember the last time I've heard Route 33.
Right?
It's in a bad
good,
way.
The good child.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. No, I'm going to be there from 11 to 1, and I threw my golf clubs in my trunk because it's right around the corner from Fours Gate. So I might go play,
That's it. You got
nine holes of golf.
And today, the weather. The
weather's going to be beautiful. Yeah.
This is a golfer's paradise today.
Uh-huh.
Wow. I wanted to bring this up. So the World Cup, as aggravated as I am, and I am aggravated because I'm just so happy I don't have to go into Manhattan today.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
Elizabeth is gone. So she's working in New York. She is she's working at home this morning, and she's got a meeting in Brooklyn
at
5 o'clock.
I think she's going to be okay at that time because she's going against...
That was her thought.
The flow.
So she has to take... She's going to get New Jersey Transit from Princeton Junction, take that to Newark, and then take the path to World Trade, and then I guess it's the one or the two line that goes to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I
think so. At that time.
Because the game starts at 3.
Correct.
So if she's on the train at around game time.
I think she's...
Nobody's getting on the train to go to a 3 o'clock game at 2:30.
No.
Because you'll never get in.
You'll never
game get in. Game will be over.
Yeah.
So that's... All right. So that's interesting. You're the first person that has had a positive reaction to going to Brooklyn today. But I think maybe the timing will work out. Now, the departure, because I told her it's like 3 hours after the game.
Well, so, 3 hours after the game, Penn Station should be open again to everybody. So she...
When the match should end by, figure 2 hours. So if it ends by 5.
By 8.
By 8. So I don't know what time she's coming back. But by 8, it should be okay.
By 8, that should be fine.
So, Norway.
I mean, we'll see. This is the big test today. I mean, Saturday, I will say, and we had Chris Kalari on Jersey Thing last night. He basically said, look, everything dry run, everything was good. We moved 21,000 fans. We didn't have the issue. Wasn't our fault in the ride share. And you even had Uber come out yesterday saying, hey, listen, don't take Uber.
Yeah.
Take New Jersey Transit.
What was the issue with how did they screw? Who screwed that up?
There were just too many. There were too many that were taking ride share, and the lot that they had set aside for it, which is not a small lot, it couldn't accommodate them.
Couldn't handle it. Yeah.
And then
was poor planning.
It was very poor planning. Yeah. It was very poor planning. And Uber was just like, don't do it. They set up New Jersey Transit for a reason. Now, you know, the wild card and all of this still could be Amtrak, or you get a track issue.
Well,
or
and today's issues. A commuter day.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So, I mean, Jersey City letting the kids out of school early today, 12:45, because of it'll be a mess. To me, you avoid it if you can. I hope the World Cup doesn't come back again. I think it was a mistake, and it's just, you know, the drain. We're going to find out over the next few months the actual economic impact.
They won't be honest about it.
No, but I think you and I will hear it on the ground.
Yeah.
I'm going to hear it from mayors who are having to pay overtime for their cops, who are seeing the surge of traffic through their towns.
Yep.
So I think that's it. You're right. They won't be honest. But, like, you know, put a price on the Knicks win and all of the cleanup in Times Square with all the ridiculousness that went on after that. The cleanup and the cost of the Knicks win with the parade on Thursday, which, by the way, is the same day as the Regents exam for all the high school students.
Did you see that?
Come on.
I mean, that.
Come on, Mondami. What are you doing, man? So all the high school kids have to sit for their graduating test, and they're not going to make it.
No.
What a slap in the face. It's too bad.
And they
bad.
Can't change it because
it's
all timed out. And,
too
you know, it's
now.
Super secret, you know, exam and all
too
of
late.
That. Yeah, they can't.
So, side note, just back to the World Cup for a minute. Norway has qualified for their first World Cup in, I don't know, a long time. Because of the American food standards, really lack of standards, Norway reportedly has brought in all their own food. Cheese, meat, oranges, because apparently we still allow oranges are still coated with a red dye as a protectant for them to travel. We have things that are injected into our cows that are banned in Europe. So they're like, yeah, we're bringing our own food. Thank you very much. Can you imagine?
How did they get that through customs?
I have no idea.
Because you're not allowed to bring stuff like that in. I didn't think so.
I didn't think so either. I would love to know how they pulled that off. So.
But there are viral videos. I don't know if you've seen them, of people that are here from other countries that are trying food in New Jersey and in New York and going to delis. And, you know, Thomas and I were talking about this yesterday. One of the funniest two that we saw. One, a guy goes to a deli in North Jersey and is like, give me your best sandwich. And the guy's like, all right. And he makes him a chicken parm sandwich. Guy's like, this is the best thing I've ever eaten. We don't have this back home. And then there's another viral video of a girl who I think might have been from either Sweden or Norway who had never tried ranch dressing. And is like, this is the best condiment ever. We don't have this in my country. I want it on everything.
It's funny. It's a game changer. Elizabeth has actually said this. A lot of her friends, colleagues, people that are coming to the U.S. for the first time, she said, interesting, most of the social media traffic is about how much they love it here. So, I'm loving that. At least we're showing well. I am rooting for Chris Caluri today. I hope today is as smooth as can be. I'm disappointed in the logistics with the rideshare stuff because I look at it that for Uber to make that announcement, you are hurting the income of guys that are driving for Uber because this is for them a second job, a third job. Like, they're paying their bills that way. So anyway, I get it because I wonder what happened with folks that hire car services because it's got to be the same thing.
Well, a lot of them had to walk from the lot onto streets in East Rutherford for an alternate pickup. Otherwise, they were in the lot for 3 hours.
Can you imagine? Are you going to the World Cup today, or are you in any way impacted by all the traffic? And what do you think about Norway bringing their own cheese? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 647, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
Spring in New Jersey means real conversations with real New Jerseyans. We're New Jersey, 101.5.
Bro. 6:54 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey. Taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. And by the way, yes, Norway, in fact, brought their own cheese. You kind of love this. You can't make this up. Anyway, I do want to say, yes, that is not a ringing endorsement of American food. And I hope it's a wake-up call for America, too. They also brought fish, by the way. They brought 300 kilograms of fish and 116 kilograms of cheese. You can't make this up. But I hope it's a wake-up call for America to say, you know, can we stop with all the poison and preservatives in our food? You know, shelf life is important, but maybe what we ought to be doing is focusing on local food so you don't need the same level of shelf life for the cross-country transportation. All right, let's go to AJ in Vineland. What's going on, AJ?
Hey, guys. Now, you know I work at Philly Airport, and Philadelphia, the Lincoln Financial Field is another stadium with the World Cup. And the thing is, if you look at the distance, I measure the distance for all these stadium venues.
Yeah.
The Lincoln Financial Field and the MetLife are the two closest games venues.
Yes.
Only maybe like 2 hours apart from each other. Everything else is further apart. So New Jersey's really getting hit no matter where you look, you know? You live in Trenton, you're going to say, okay, to my south I got Philly, to my north I got the MetLife.
But to be fair, I don't think Philly and Newark play on the same day. Like today's games, today it's East Rutherford, Foxborough, Kansas City, and Santa Clara, California. So, but still, AJ, you're going in every day. So when's the next Philly game?
I don't know. I think it's coming up tomorrow or the next day.
It's Friday. Friday the 19th. Okay. They're at Lincoln Financial Field at 8:30 p.m. Will that affect you?
I'm going out, it will, because that's when everybody's going to be coming in.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be passing the wall. I mean, passing the stadium to the Walt Whitman Bridge.
I have not heard, AJ, of the same I guess with the airport, you got to drive. But I have not heard the same restrictions on PATCO or any of the, you know, the High Speed Line, any of the local Philly transportations, the way they restricted in and out of Penn Station.
Yeah, I mean, I know from Philadelphia, Broad Street, I mean, the their transportation to be packed with fans.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm seeing a lot of people. I saw Ecuador on Saturday for Sunday's game. Yeah. A lot of Ecuadorian fans, so it's like...
Well, you know, no and the fact that we didn't have any reports on it means that they were well-behaved, so good on Ecuador. Right, it's yeah. Actually the World Cup fans are celebrating in a much more calm way than the Knicks fans, at least from what we saw in Times Square last week. So, anyway, hey man, I got to jump. AJ, always good to talk to you. Be safe today. All right, 6:57. So, are you impacted by the World Cup travel? Have you decided to stay at home, or what have you seen? Or are you heading out today? And did I just remind you that there's a 3 o'clock game that's going to lock up travel around the state? And if you're an Uber driver, how do you feel about the company telling people not to take your ride share today? 1-800-283-101.5, 657. Eric Scott with the news next.
From deep discussions to lighthearted conversations, you're listening to New Jersey 101.5.
Seven 10 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So I verified this. Norway, in fact, did bring their own cheese. That's fantastic.
I don't know how they did that, because I think that's one of the things that you're not allowed to bring back, according to customs and immigration.
I'll read this here. Norway's national football team is taking a highly unusual but strategic approach to the 2026 World Cup by shipping 116 kilograms of Brunost, which is a traditional Norwegian caramelized brown cheese. I totally do. Along with 300 kilograms of fish. They're bringing fish.
Lutefisk?
I don't. Well, let's see what kind of fish it is. Is that their
yeah.
It's what is awful. That like? Is it?
Yeah.
It's not like a sardine?
No. No.
What is it?
It's like cured in a lye, and it's all like jellied, and it's...
Oh, God, really?
Yeah. It's. I've eaten it a number of times.
What's it called?
Lutefisk.
Lutefisk?
Yeah, it's a white fish.
How do you serve it? Like, could you make a lutefisk salad? Like
the only time I've ever had mayo? It is it's taken out of the jar and dumped into a bowl, and you're supposed to eat it with
there's like a gelatin around
bread.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on, now I gotta look that up. Now I'm down that rabbit hole. Lutefisk. How do you spell that?
Lutefisk.
Here it is.
Lutefisk. I think it's cod.
To cook lutefisk, soak it in salt. Bake it or boil it until tender. Serve it with melted butter and traditional sides like potatoes and bacon. Huh. I would try it.
It's. Do you like pickled herring?
You know, I don't know that I've ever had pickled herring.
In that same
vein. You know what I used to like, though? Whitefish salad, which is a traditional...
Love whitefish salad.
Yeah, like a Jewish...
Uh-huh.
Like, they'll have it out. I love it, too. Now that I'm making my own mayonnaise, by the way, on the mayo, update... I'm now using hard-boiled eggs.
Interesting.
Fantastic. Keeps longer, and it is way more like mayonnaise. So, 3 hard-boiled eggs, a half a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, even up to a teaspoon, a little bit of Dijon mustard, so just a little squirt, and like a half teaspoon maybe, and a little bit of Coleman's mustard, which is the hot British mustard.
Oh, okay.
Salt, sea salt, and a little water just to get it going. And I chop the eggs first on a cutting board, chop them up like you're making an egg salad, throw them into a mason jar, immersion blender, probably takes 30 to 40 seconds.
Interesting.
Awesome. It comes out creamy.
I've never done it with hard-boiled eggs. I might have to give that a try.
Me either. The reason I looked into it is... By the way, I'm looking at this lutefisk. It actually looks pretty good. I'm going to just say.
You think so?
Well, I like cod. I like the...
I love cod, too. Yeah.
The salt cod. And the, you know, like I'll do that, the traditional, the bacala on Christmas Eve. Jody hates it. And it's super fishy. I get it. So I'm sure this is so fishy.
It's really not fishy. It's
really?
The texture.
You are making a face like you.
It is. The number of times that we were served this, because we're not Norwegian, we're German family, but there's something very similar in Germany. So we would get that. And my mom would just turn it over in like a pickle dish. And it had the gelatin on it, and it kind of jiggled a little bit. Think of it like fish jello.
Jiggly fish is not appetizing. Yeah,
just saying. It's almost like eating soap.
There's a writer who writes about it, and she says, lutefisk, Norway's most WTF dish. And how to actually make it tasty. All right, I'm down a rabbit hole in this. Anyway, the mayo, simple, three hard-boiled eggs, a tinge of mustard. I use a little hot mustard with the Dijon, a little bit of apple cider vinegar, sea salt, and immersion blender.
But when you have that base, now that you have perfected that base, you can make all kinds of
mayo. Make a sriracha mayo. Yeah.
I like a dill mayo. So we have tons of dill coming out of our herb garden right now. So I would chop up a pile of dill and throw that in there. And then that's perfect for whatever, if you're doing a sandwich or something like that with it, to have that extra dill. I love the flavor of fresh
dill. I made it because Elizabeth wanted chicken salad. So my mission when I leave here, I'm going to make some chicken salad when I get home with this mayo. But I wonder if the dill would be good. I'm making deviled eggs tomorrow.
I use the dill in the mayo that I don't use the hard-boiled eggs. It's similar. I want to try this now. But I use a lot of dill in the mayo that I'm making either tuna fish or chicken salad with.
Yeah.
Or any kind of fish salad.
Oh, but it's good with the tuna.
It's excellent with tuna. It's excellent with the chicken salad. I think dill goes in everything.
I agree. 7:15. Hey, guys, what homemade stuff are you doing now that you've now decided not to buy it at the store and make it at home? 1-800-283-101.5, 7:15, fast traffic, instant weather next.
From the shore to your street, we're talking about what matters to you. New Jersey 101.5.
7:22 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning, I am Bill Spadia. So, kind of funny, the Norwegian national team bringing their own food, fish, cheese. And turns out, someone just tweeted at me that one of their stars is a raw milk guy. So a lot of people are starting to get it. Erling Haaland is his name, and he's a raw milk guy. This is sweeping Europe, and I think a lot of folks here. It's got me thinking that I'm not the only one who's just rejected all the boxed food and the store-bought processed garbage that's all full of inflammatory seed oil. We just don't do it. You should have seen me yesterday in the store looking for safe bread for the smash burgers that we did. It was it's not easy, but I'll plug them again, and they're not advertisers, but it is, I think, the best bread out there. Calandra's bread, they are the Calandra family, fantastic. Four ingredients. That's it. That's what you need. That's what bread is. You know, does it have the same extended shelf life? No, but it'll last a week. And it's the only bread I buy. And I love it. And it's fantastic. And so it's little things. Now I'm making my own mayonnaise. And people say, who's got time? You know, I got to tell you guys, I'm essentially working four different jobs at the same time. And, you know, between radio, TV, streaming, and the film business, there's a lot going on. I find the time because you got to pay attention to your health. Find the time. You know, you'll find the time to watch a stupid movie and eat a garbage snack that comes in a bag that was processed in something that won't go bad for 6 years because it's all full of chemicals. Find the time to eat healthier. Jim in Madison. What's going on, Jim?
Hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's Tuesday, feeling good, and I don't have to be in New York today, so the World Cup can go on without me. I love it.
That's good.
What do you got?
You're talking about eating healthy. I make my own beef jerky.
Oh, tell me about it. Do you have a dehydrator or used like low and slow in your oven?
Yeah, I have an air fryer that has a dehydrate button. You can get a dehydrator with many racks. They're really not expensive, but go to the food store, buy the little steak fillets, and you can season it any way you want. I do a chili lime or a teriyaki.
How do you do the chili lime? Walk me through the process. So you buy what cut do you buy?
Yeah, I buy the little steak fillets like you'd get for Brajol or something. Okay. They're really not expensive.
Yeah,
and I get about 30 pieces out of a package. The chili lime, it's very complicated. In the store, at ShopRite, they sell a chili lime seasoning, and you just sprinkle it on. You can do it any way you really want. You can use McCormick's. You can buy a barbecue sauce.
And how long do you cook it?
Yeah. It's got to cook in the dehydrator for about 6 hours. It's got to go. So I could do, I get about 30 to 40 pieces in 6 hours because I only have one rack.
Jim, what temperature?
Yeah. Whatever the dehydrator is set on, that's a good question. I don't really, I just hit the dehydrate button.
Yeah,
so,
all right.
It's on for 6 hours.
Because I think it's like 140 or something
it's
like that.
Low.
Yeah, it's really super low. Because essentially it doesn't cook it. It just dehydrates it. Like it literally just,
right.
All the moisture's out. I love beef jerky, but I haven't bought beef jerky at the store in, I don't know, I can't tell you. My neighbor Joe does a venison jerky, which is fantastic.
My dad used to do venison jerky. I don't have access to venison. There is one problem with making beef jerky.
What's that?
You can't eat one piece.
Yeah. It's like chips, right? I know. It's so true. And you feel like, but I'll tell you this, though, Jim. It's good for you. We should be eating more beef as a society. It's good for you. It's what you want.
Full of protein. Full of protein.
All right, man. Thank you. Appreciate you. Have a great rest of your day, Jim. Enjoy it. All right, it is 7:27. So what have you replaced that you don't buy at the store anymore that you make at home? I'm doing my own pizza dough now. I'm doing mayonnaise. I want to keep going because I'm finding that, and Jody and I have always loved to prepare food, cook. She's a fantastic cook, and we love to eat at home. And now life has gotten so busy, like we start to focus on dinner and look forward to that. Dinner sometimes is at 3 p.m, sometimes it's at 9 o'clock at night, but you know, we focus on that and not just at home spending time together, but the quality of the food. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 7:27 is the time. Eric Scott with the news next. 7:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So Eric, you got a huge appearance today. With dotdesigning.com. Now, I understand Addy, the dad who started the business. So it's on Route 33, grand opening. They do business promotions. His sons, Adam and Zach, started a candy business.
And it's a cool candy business. Yeah. Some of it is like retro and stuff like that. And I love to see that entrepreneurial spirit passed down through generations.
Yeah.
It's a really cool thing. And it's, I like the fact that at their location, you can actually see what it is you're buying. You can feel the t-shirts, you can look at the swag, you know, before they put your logo on it. Cause you order some of this stuff online, you never know what you're going to get.
Well, and you worry about the quality.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. When you're buying promotion stuff, you're like, am I going to get the cheapest cut possible? And you have no way of knowing until you see it. So it's on Route 33.
Monroe.
In Monroe. You'll be there between 11 and 1.
Right.
Now, the first 50 people get a free branded candy gift for their business.
Yeah. I love supporting the kids that have started this, this business.
So
it's a really cool.
You can actually check it out. Two websites. AdamandZach.com and then it's dotdesigning.com. That's with ING at the end, dotdesigning.com. So, yeah, you know, they sponsor Small Business Monday, and we love small businesses. So just to that point of the entrepreneurs.
I'm running out of swag for the Tiki Bar, so I might take a look
at
stuff like that. So we have, like, our founding members of the bar, I had the T-shirts and everything, like, made, and it's great. But the founding members of the bar, I think we need polo shirts, or we need... You know, something
you need like
different.
I think like a hoodie, like a because a tiki bar.
Well, for the fall, right? Yeah,
but like a rain hoodie, like something like that kind of repels the wall, right? Because I think of the tiki bar as outside. You might have to be out there sealing it up during a rainstorm,
right?
Secure it for a hoodie, like a almost like a rain slicker type thing.
Yeah. I think
that's
so
my.
I'm
that's
looking,
my.
I'm
what
going
color
there today?
What's the color? I mean,
well,
is it powder blue?
No, it's actually they're in
white,
like the white and like lime green.
Yeah, like white.
Is the now current
what
would logo.
It, now what is the official name? Is it
Pooies?
Pooies?
Pooies.
How do we spell Pooies?
P-O-O-H-I-E.
P-O-O-H-I-E.
So, long story short, it's named after a friend of mine who passed away just after we opened the bar. And he was a D1 soccer player when he was younger, and his nickname was Pooey because he was kind of pudgy. He was a great athlete, but he
That's where the nickname came from. I was a little concerned, to be honest.
So I have, so there's signage and everything that's made that we made with, for him, and has the soccer balls on and everything. And then I have his towel that he had when he was playing. It's been washed, but it has, it's monogrammed with Pooey's on it, and it's hanging in the bar.
That's cool.
So the bar's always been named after him.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. How did he pass?
Had a massive heart attack before lunch.
No kidding. How old was
he? Well, he's my age. So, and it's been, what, 15 years now? So he was 40, 41.
That's awful.
Yeah, it was undiagnosed heart disease.
Yeah.
And it's what prompted a lot of us, and that's why I work with Robert Wood Johnson, Barnabas as well, on getting guys to go see a cardiologist and get screened, because it was a widowmaker, and it was had no idea, and it just boom.
Wow, what a tragedy. That's a shame. All right, it's 7:43. Andrew, you'll be first on the other side. Question on the table is, what are you now not buying at the store, and what are you making at home? I'm now making my own mayonnaise. Now, I went down a rabbit hole and made my own ketchup one year. That was a disaster, and I'll never do that again. But, you know, and you don't need to. There's plenty of organic options that you can buy. But the mayo, I love it. It is delicious, and I make it without oil. I'll give you the recipe again on the other side. But what about you? I know people that bring certain things to restaurants. I had a guy who used to bring his own Tabasco sauce and just always wanted to, even at nice restaurants, like you can't ask for it. He never trusted it. I think that's a little bit of a weird quirk. Andrea, you're first. Other side, 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. 7:43 is the time. Traffic on the next.
Yo, what's up, New Jersey?
Looking for something that's so Jersey? Tune in to Jersey Thing with Eric Scott. Weeknights at 6 on New Jersey 101.5. Presented by RWJ Barnabas Health and supported by Parks Casino and Earth Treasures Jewelers. Eric has fun diving into what makes Jersey tick. From the lighthearted quirks we love to the important issues that matter most. Join the conversation at 6 p.m. and watch anytime on YouTube. Jersey Thing with Eric Scott on New Jersey 101.5. Because nobody does Jersey like Jersey.
Cheers. 7:51 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. So the home chefs are on the rise. I got started talking about this because the Norwegian national team brought in their own food, fish, cheese. And it's interesting. They must have suspended a lot of the rules for the World Cup. But it's interesting to me that part of the reason is they don't trust American products. And by the way, a little word to the wise, if you are in the supermarket and you think you're buying cheese that is natural, look at the ingredients. You want rennet. And if it doesn't have rennet, if it says plant-based or not animal product, do not buy it. That cheese is some kind of a Bill Gates creation. They're making this crap in the lab, and they're pretending it's natural. It's not. Animal rennet is how you make cheese. So I am now only buying imported cheese. So think about that. They say 85% of the cheese in America has some kind of a lab-created rennet. We've lost our minds, guys. Absolutely lost our minds. And this Norwegian thing should be a tale that we remember and say, yeah, you know what? Foreigners come here, they don't want to get bloated and sick off of the poison that we're putting in our foods. Now, the funny side is Instagram and TikTok are blowing up with Europeans saying they love the food. Yeah, guys, no kidding, because it's so full of sugar and preservative. That's why you can't stop at one chip. That's the real reason, because our food is an addiction. That's why, we make the stuff at home now. Andrea, New Hope, what are you making? Hey,
good morning, Bill. I do the same exact thing that you do. I make mayonnaise. I make butter. I make my own pasta. I make ginger ale. I make cranberry juice. As much as I can control what goes in, that's what I do.
So the butter I find is exhausting. You know, Jody was making it with the raw milk, and it's just, I don't know. We found it was more work than it's worth, so I buy the raw butter now at the Amish market.
Okay. I mean, I understand that.
And you can get raw butter. You're in Pennsylvania, right? The Solberry Market sells the raw butter.
Yes.
Have you been
there?
They do. They're great.
Yes. It's literally right up the street from me. They're fantastic.
Yeah, they're friendly staff. Now, they've got a decent pizza dough. But I've been buying the kits online with the organic stuff. I'm actually, today's dough making day. I'll be doing that this afternoon to get it all frozen for our summer vacation. I just want to have it ready made. But
yes.
How long is it taking to make the butter? Like, you got to squeeze the water out. It's a process.
Well, here's the thing. I just batch it. So when I make it,
yeah.
I make enough for a month and then I freeze it.
You so freeze the butter, huh?
Yeah, it takes a while.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just do that with my fresh herbs. I make a batch of garlic butter. I make a batch with basil, a batch with parsley, a batch with dill.
Oh, it's a great idea.
You know, but the ginger ale is my biggest accomplishment because that's way easier.
And what are you doing? What are you boiling ginger root? Like you're actually making it from scratch?
Yeah, so you clean it,
yeah.
You grate it,
yeah.
You boil it with, you know, fresh spring water, mm-hmm. and then you steep it. But I steep mine for like 10 minutes because I like it really spicy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just, right at the cool down stage, I add a little honey, which makes a syrup. And then I just take, you know, a little bit of the ginger syrup and some sparkling water, especially after you eat before you walk. It's fantastic.
Andrea, just hearing you describe that, I'm sure it's delicious, but that is way more of a time investment than I would. That's a lot of work. But I'll tell you this, though, you're right not to buy it from the store. Anything that says natural flavors is some kind of a lab concocted sugar, and you don't want it in your body. Andrea, thank you. Appreciate your call. Have a great rest of your day. You know, guys, the old days, ginger ale was something they would give you, right? You had an upset stomach, etc. But we've so poisoned our food supply with preservatives and sugar that it's not the same thing today. And that's why you look at the country, right? Half the country's obese. I mean, I'll get you the stat on the other side, but we've got obesity, diabetes, heart disease. Most of this is because our diet is crap. So I'm on a nearly carnivore exclusive diet with just meat, animal fats, butter, tallow, and cheese, and very few vegetables now. How about you? What diet are you on? Are you that hardcore with it? Or are you still addicted to fast food? And if so, what is your go-to crap food in America? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 7:56 is the time. Eric Scott with your news next.
From your morning coffee to your ride home, Jersey's talking. Bill Spadia, Judy and EJ, Dominski and more, Eric Scott and Trev. Join the conversation on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. And I am back, as the song says. Eric, we're getting a lot of traffic on the app chat on Lutefisk.
Oh, Lutefisk, yeah.
Lutefisk, uh-huh. Yeah. Apparently saying it's not like pickled herring at all, so you got a little lecture there.
They're right. I didn't know if I was actually comparing it. You didn't have anything to reference it on.
No, I don't know what it is.
Only by appearance, not by taste. Because sometimes you get the pickled herring and it either comes in a cream sauce, which I don't like it in the cream sauce,
or it
comes pickled with like onions.
I've seen it in the cream sauce in the supermarket and I'm like, who's buying that? It just looks so disgusting to me. But then I like the salt cod too. I do the bacala and I like it. And so there are certain things, but I want to try the lutefisk now. I am on a mission. Where can I buy it? Does your guy sell it?
That's a good question. Do you remember our friend Synnøve Bakke?
Of course.
So she
was Norwegian.
She is Norwegian.
Is Norwegian.
I'll bet you
Sonova knows how to get it.
If we reached out to Sonova, she would either... I bet you she either makes it or she knows where you can buy it.
All right. I'm on a mission. Who knows where I can get the lutefisk? I'm ready, and I don't know if I'll bring it in. It may smell.
We'd have to do it on a day that Dan's not here because he will hurl in the studio.
We don't want to get Dan sick.
But if you bring it in, I will, you know, I'll bring in like some crusty bread or something like that. I'll have it with you.
Well, we could cook it here.
No, you cannot.
Really? There's a stove.
I'm sure.
You're saying don't do it.
Yeah, they will call the hazmat team.
Really? It's that bad?
Do that.
All right, now I'm intrigued. Good. Maybe we'll do it at the end of the show and just leave. All right, it's 8:12. My number's 1-800-283-101.5. Yeah, I almost got banned from my own house for microwaving fish, so I understand the fish
thing. Used to make fish stock inside, you know, with the fish heads and the shrimp shells and all of that. Yeah. The house stunk for a week.
That was
banned. Told, don't ever do that again. So now I do it outside.
8:12. Traffic and weather next.
Listen live anywhere in New Jersey. Stream New Jersey 101.5 at NewJersey1015.com or on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Jersey's news, talk, and weather. Always with you. Powered by Hackensack Meridian Health.
8:22 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talk to Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. I want to thank Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time. Jill Meyer, are you doing curls over there?
I am doing rainbow curls, yeah.
What is a rainbow curl?
Whilst in a tree stance.
You are in tree pose.
Yes, yeah, so this is a rainbow curl. You
whilst.
Go up like a...
Whilst is a great word.
Whilst. Right? That's so handy.
The Brits say that. It's a handy word.
It's whilst. I thought it was whilst.
Kathy's making fun of me because I'm talking about Brock Farms earlier.
Brock.
And sometimes I say herbs.
Because British people say it. Oh, you snooty little thing. You.
Isn't it terrible? And she's like, that's not how you say it. I'm like, well, the Brits say it that way. I mean, my son-in-law is
not,
a Brit.
You're
I'm
not in
Brit.
England.
We're not in England anymore.
And you're not a Brit.
But herbs.
Herbs. And your schedule.
That's how it's spelled.
And your schedule today.
Yeah,
buy
my
some
schedule
herbs.
Is to pick up some herbs. It's like, you need herbs.
And
I think
peaches.
We should change it back. Why is it herbs? Why is the H silent? It doesn't need to be.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Whilst.
Speaking of her, whilst you are doing tree pose, what is the rainbow curl?
So it's
what
like a mean? Jackhammer arm lift, right? Is that the, that's a jack, and then you rainbow your arms out. So you keep your elbows like really locked into your, you know, sides there.
You don't have any weights though.
Well,
you're supposed
you,
to do it with
you
weights?
You can still do it with your arm weights though. I mean, yeah, I'm pretending I have weights.
Kathy,
right
you watching
now.
This? She looks very serious.
This is when it's good to watch the YouTube feed.
Now you're in tree pose. Are you doing yoga today? Or just here?
No, you know what I'm opting out for today because it's such a gorgeous day.
It is a beautiful day.
Yeah, I'm going to bike and figure out all the problems of the world whilst I'm biking.
Whilst you're biking, I left my bike in San Diego.
Oh, and your heart?
Your heart? Literally. I took it out. No, because when I drove, here's what happened.
Did you do it on purpose? Or did
I did
you,
it on purpose.
Oh, thank you. I was like,
sort
like,
of.
Accidentally.
Here's what happened. I drove the Jeep out years ago when I had the red Jeep. I drove it out for Michael. So I drove cross country, packed the bike because I bike when there's no
awesome.
Gym around. And then I'm like, I'm leaving the car and I'm flying home. What do I do with the bike?
Oh boy,
I left it. I asked him like, do you want it? He's like, I got a bike.
Oh, so the bike is just there.
I left it at the Airbnb. So somebody has the bike.
Oh, you left it at the Airbnb? I thought you left it at Michael's place.
No, he didn't want it. He's like, where am I going to put it?
Who does that?
Yeah, because he was in a dorm at the time. He was in the, you know, with his fraternity. So he's like, there's nowhere for me to put it.
So I
just left it at the Airbnb.
Wow.
Now, do you think they were happy I did that?
Oh, probably, yeah.
I think so, because I think, I wonder.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, the college.
I missed that bike, though.
I had a job one summer. In fact, actually, I didn't see this on my Social Security statement recently. I had a job one summer at Princeton University cleaning out the dorms and the apartments.
The stuff
of
people
the
would
professors.
Leave, I can imagine.
Stuff that was left behind. It was nuts.
What would you do with it? Was there a lost and found? Would you call people or no?
Take just, it. It was pick awesome. It.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the best thing you got?
Nothing. I don't think anything was the best. But
right.
Probably just pieces of furniture, you know.
That's funny. I wouldn't even have thought that.
Those little things.
You want to go call Social Security, make sure that's on your list.
Yeah, because if you check your Social Security statement, it's really interesting.
Are we now at that age?
My first job was at Carvel.
Carvel.
And there it was. Carvel was
I love it with the crunchies. I don't even want to know what they're made of.
I used to bike home on my 10 speed, right? Yeah. And back then, never used the handlebars.
Yeah.
Make a milkshake with the cookie crunchies.
Pronounce.
Whilst? Is he telling
whilst
us?
Whilst we're talking. Thomas producer Thomas wants me to pronounce bromeliads. Is that right? Bromeliads? Is that a plant? It's a plant.
Oh.
Apparently, this is in the next ad.
Oh.
Is that a correct word?
It's a herb?
You know what? It's a herb. It's not a herb. All right. It's 8:27. Let me tell you. Actually, I love what Joe just said. What was your first job? I'm trying to think. I mean, my first job was working for my dad cleaning the shop floor. Wow. What was your first job?
Your 1-800 summer job? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 8:27 is the time. Eric Scott with the news. 8:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. All right, John, I'm going to get to you in a minute. I do want to talk about the first jobs, but I need to just mention this. Eric, you were talking about the Iran deal. Couple things. One, so I looked it up. It was J.D. Vance. What got this whole thing started, the internet is blowing up over this reported $300 billion recovery fund that Iran is supposedly going to have access to. And Trump is tweeting out saying it's not true, fake news. And he is, you know, again, punching down as he often does, fighting with Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, just using his platform to say fake news, not true. Yesterday on CBS this morning, J.D. Vance was asked this question of whether or not they would have access to this. And he basically said yes, as long as they uphold their end of the bargain. Now, we don't know what their end of the bargain is. But as far as I'm reading this, we started this war because the stated goal, there were two stated goals. One was to empower the Iranian people to rise up and take out the mullahs once and for all. And two was to stop Iran from having an enrichment program that could lead to a nuclear weapon.
Well, you know, the first goal was not achieved because the Iranian people did not. I mean, it's still the same, basically the younger generations of the same regime that are now in charge.
Right, because as you know, Trump said, we decimated, we decapitated, we devastated. Yeah, but you're right. It went down. Basically, we went from the generals down to the sergeants. And,
right.
You know, right.
So more inexperienced, still radical.
And killing. The reported numbers, more than 40,000 of their own people during the protest. And we did not get involved until after the protest and after tens of thousands were killed. And word is they continue to kill. I mean, people who have relatives over there say that the Revolutionary Guard goes into hospitals. Mm-hmm. They kill doctors. They kill patients. I mean, so anyway, not solved. And we talked about this. The Iranian people have been persecuted and enslaved for nearly five decades. They're unarmed. There was no rising up against the Revolutionary Guard. Unless we armed them. I asked somebody over the weekend on one of the shows. It was somebody who had escaped Iran and had been held in captivity and mistreated, etc. And I said, why have we not armed the Iranian people the way we armed the Mujahideen back when they were fighting the Soviets in Afghanistan? Yep. And she said, yeah, it would be a good thing if they did, but there's no word on how that could get done. So goal number one out the window. Goal number two, I'm unclear because on one hand, we're hearing that the Revolutionary Guard is burying what's left of the uranium. But on the other hand, we're hearing reports from our side saying it's all buried under rubble because we blew them back to the Stone Age. My words, referencing an old reference back to Vietnam. What is true that you're hearing, number one? And number two, why, if the stated goal was to stop Iran from having a nuclear weapon, is the peace deal giving them 60 days to talk about
the nuclear option?
What does that mean?
My understanding is the nuclear part of this equation that we've just been talking about is not included in the documents that are going to be signed on Friday.
So why do we go to war?
And it, well,
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, I can't answer that question. But
is Hezbollah a part of this too? No.
Well, according to what the Iranian diplomats are saying, the agreement includes Israel no longer occupying Lebanon.
But what about Hezbollah, which has violated every single deal that has come down?
Don't know.
They're not supposed to come south of a certain area, but they do it. And they attack Jewish citizens all the time.
And on that $300 billion, I have heard varying numbers that the Trump administration has agreed to free up between $20 and $30 billion that had been frozen at that
Give
point.
Give it back to them.
So, you know, they'll take tens of billions of dollars out of the deal.
Sounds like the Mullahs got a pretty good deal on this because they're not like Americans. They don't mind when you blow up their own cities. They don't care. These people live in caves and enslave people. This is a very different culture than we are used to.
That's been the problem anytime we've gotten involved in any military conflict, particularly in the Middle East, is that you try to apply American values to an enemy that does not subscribe to that.
Right.
And you can't. And your military commanders will tell you that.
Yeah.
But the politically correct will not allow you to fight them on their terms. Therefore, you're doomed almost from the start to failure.
Well, and this
because there are lines you won't cross, but they'll cross all.
They'll cross all the time. Yeah. They kill women and children. They use them as bait. I mean, it's. I remember arguing with Republicans. As a Republican, I tend to argue with Republicans more because my goal is to say, look, it's our house, and we need to get it in order. And I think we've been getting it wrong. I mean, you go back to Afghanistan. This whole concept of nation building, the idea that you're going to take the Afghanistani people and give them the same one man, one vote. They don't want it. They don't want it. It was all a show. That's why the Taliban's back in charge. It's all theater. All the ridiculousness, the women walking around with their purple fingers. Remember that theater? Oh, we just voted for the first time. Yeah, but you're not voting now. There's no, you know, all that we fought for, supposedly, to give them this free nation, didn't happen.
No.
These are not a free people. They don't want to be. Look at what Islam teaches.
They don't have any concept of
none
it.
None whatsoever.
These generations have grown up, and they have. It is such an abstract concept to the way that they have been oppressed and manipulated for generations that it isn't. How do you want something that you can't even conceptualize?
Right. That's a great point. And now, you know, to this deal, again, theater, tweeting it out an hour before the UFC fight. I mean, this is Trump taking credit for something that he effectively has announced it's over, three dozen times. So, you know, get mad at me because I'm critical of the president. That's fine. I really don't care because I'm going to state the truth. And the truth is, I'm sick of this. You're telling me we spent $90 billion to blow the crap out of them? Now we're going to spend another several hundred billion to rebuild them? What did we get out of it? And if they're even in a position, the Iranians, to negotiate over enriched uranium, then the dozen-plus American heroes that died in this and the billions and billions of dollars were wasted for nothing. And now you've got Trump blaming Israel. Israel's the one that has to tone down. By the way, guys, I've been critical of Israel and Netanyahu from go. However, they're in the right here. The Israelis are defending themselves against monsters, terrorists, uncivilized barbarians. Hezbollah is not any organization that should be allowed to breathe the same air that we breathe. Hamas, too. So Israel has to defend themselves. And Trump blaming them for almost blowing up a deal that honestly sounds like a fake deal to me. Anyway, rant over on that, but I'm really getting sick of it. I wrote about it. You can read about it on nj1015.com/Bill Spadia that I loved the theater of the UFC fight because of what it means bringing back masculinity and toughness. But the theater that is going to try to distract us away from the inflation that apparently Trump loves and the fact that we are paying through the nose for gas, electric, and everything else is disgusting and wrong. And it's time that the president stops with the theater and the entertainment and starts leading again. I want Trump 2016 back. Where's that guy? 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. We're going to get back to talking about your first job on the other side of Traffic and Weather next.
New Jersey 101.5 Severe Weather Alerts deliver fast, accurate, critical updates from Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow and the New Jersey 101.5 Weather Team. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePew.
854 in New Jersey 101.5. We're talking about your first job ever. Let's go to John and Warren. John, what do you got? What was your first job? Hey, man.
Good morning. You know, one of the thoughts I just had from this morning was, I can imagine right now that the owner of the Airbnb getting notified of a lawsuit saying, you know, our client got injured riding on your courtesy bike. What courtesy bike?
What courtesy bike? I probably shouldn't have disclosed that on the air. Unbelievable, yeah, exactly. Right? I did. I left the bike. It was a good bike, too. But I'm like, it would cost too much to send it back. I'm like, forget it. Anyway, John, what was your first job?
All right, so first job was a newspaper route, but the first official job, W4, was working at a pizzeria.
And what'd you do? We took the orders.
We mostly took orders, and we did light preparation. Yeah, we weren't making the actual pizzas.
I got it.
Putting stuff together. I also remember.
I wonder, John, how many New Jerseyans had their first job at a pizza place? I'll bet you there's a double-digit percentage there. Got to let you go.
Probably.
Appreciate you, John. 855. Jenner Solo with your news next.
When severe weather strikes, New Jersey 101.5 is your trusted source, providing critical alerts you can count on. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePew.
909 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia, and I want to thank Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, so Jill, Jen, Kathy, we were talking about first jobs, but then Jen comes running in, and she's like, you got mail.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Here's the thing. I have an inbox, and I do get letters every once in a while.
Yeah.
This one has no return address.
Correct.
So Jen is like, do you think this is hate or love?
Because it's so thick and there's something in it.
So it's thick.
It could be anthrax. I don't know.
There's no return address. Mm-hmm. So it leads me to think maybe hate. But then I flip it over.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm going to need my trusty reading glasses for this.
Oh, boy.
And there's a sticker with a horse. It's like a winter scene, like an old New England winter scene. So I'm thinking it's love.
I think it's hate.
It's love.
You think it's hate?
Totally.
Kathy, what do you got?
1,000%.
Love. Love?
Oh, I'm outnumbered?
You're outnumbered on this one. All right. Hold on.
Because of the extra effort. Reopening. No, only
remember,
because of the no return.
Remember Johnny Carson?
Karnak.
What was it?
Karnak.
Karnak, who would do the letters.
The amazing Karnak.
All right, so the amazing Karnak.
And you have to blow, after you rip it open, you have to go... blow into the envelope.
Well, I feel bad now. I'm ripping the sticker.
He might be blowing anthrax all over the place. Who knows?
We
don't know what's in there.
All right. Oh, it's a mix. Hold on.
Whoa, it's artwork.
It's crazy.
Here it is. Here. Oh, you're going to love
it.
Oh, is this the person that cuts out the little pictures of Trump?
Yeah, this person sent me.
It's color. It's
newspaper clippings. Bill.
Okay.
You.
Uh-oh. I win, don't
you
I?
You win.
Yes!
Jen wins. It's hate. You talk too much. And the way you talk to callers and the morning team is beyond grading. Do some... I can't, on the morning team? Help me out here. All right, Jill, hold on. Can you read that? That's hard to read.
It's cursive.
It's in cursive.
You talk too much. By the way, you're a talk show host. I think that's your job.
I talk too much.
And the way you talk over callers... and the morning team is beyond grading. Do something about your mania. Investigate this article.
I can't believe
article.
Jen won that round.
Investigate these articles.
Is that what it says? Investigate those articles? Is that what that last word is?
These articles.
Yeah. Is that what he included?
How
she
the heck could you read that?
Articles? Do something about your mania.
Is it mania
Let
that
me
I
see
have?
That, Jill. Does it say mania? Let's just get it. Yeah. Let's just get it.
All right,
thing.
So... All right. I don't understand.
I do love that it's handwritten.
Investigate.
This is
articles.
From a magazine called
Mania.
The Founders Fight. The Founders Fight continues. So this is a right wing person. So I get it from all sides. I like that she. So I was thrown by the very nice picture of a horse and some kids with some marshmallows.
That's how you got sucked in. I got sucked in.
How did you know it was hate?
I didn't. I just looked. I just said the kid.
Was it the weight?
No, I did. Well, I did feel it. I'm like, but there's no return address, which means they don't want to be traced.
And you didn't have crazy as one of the choices. There was no. There was.
It should have been multiple choice.
Right. So love, hate, or crazy.
So I talk too much, and And the way you talk over
the callers and the morning team is grating.
You don't talk over the callers.
I try to let them go. Yeah,
I'm going to defend you on that.
Thank you.
I think this could be a new thread in the hate-o-meter through mail.
Snail mail.
Tomas, well, we have to get Thomas on that.
Here's the thing. I now think I should open the other mail I got.
Oh, no doubt.
By the way, you've been getting mail all along. Kristen used to just throw that.
What would happen to the mail? I never see any mail. Is there mail in here?
Kristen used to go through all of
it. That's why. Yeah. All right, I think there might be some mail in here.
Wait, he's going through the pile as the fake beards layered in.
There's a problem with the fake beards. I think we're inhaling some of the fibers.
Well, we totally are.
All of a sudden, thankfully, I just went to break. All of a sudden, I was like coughing up like a cat coughing up a furball. It was right. You saw me like, "Are you all right?" I'm like, "I think it's the beard hair."
You came in,
it was like in your tooth. Because they're super fine, so they get in.
Where did you get that crap?
China. Come on. And it was $5.99 for all the beards.
So where I differ now is, for some reason, I'm getting your mail. So I have the privilege of bringing it into you. But when I saw that one, that was thick. I said, ooh, this is going to be a good one.
I'm kind of impressed at the curse of writing, but I don't know how you read that last part.
That was really impressive.
I could speak jive.
Jill can speak
in the movie Airplane.
Jill can speak crazy.
I could speak
jazzy. Yeah. But like, this person was very thoughtful. I wonder why you would take the time to write a note, send me articles to investigate, but not sign it.
Mm.
Like, why wouldn't you sign the note?
Because they think
you'll come and get them.
I don't know. I mean, this is interesting.
I think it's very. I don't know. I won though. I didn't.
You won. I'm impressed with that. I think, Jill, you could have been a school teacher. Like, you could have easily taught.
Jill taught
and interpret all the kids' writing.
Jill taught CCD.
Yeah, she taught CCD, so she knows kids.
25 years.
All right, that counts.
That counts. 100%.
Yeah, that's actually harder because none of the kids want to be there. Right? All right, it's 9:15. Going back to it. Your first job, I'll share mine on the other side. 1-800-283-101.5.
New Jersey news when it matters. Breaking updates, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Supported by Hackensack Meridian Health.
9:22 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So today, World Cup. Matches at 3:00. Bob, how's the traffic looking now? I am so happy I'm not going to Manhattan today.
It's so far so good, but as soon as they start putting in those carpool lanes around the stadium, it's going to back things up just like it did on Sunday and Saturday. It was rough on the weekend, and this is obviously the first weekday match that we're going to be dealing with. We're going to see what happens here.
On one hand, I get it. I think I give Chris Calori a lot of credit. I think New Jersey Transit ran very smoothly on the weekend. Mm-hmm. We'll see how they do today. I have confidence it'll be fine. My big concern is that I think Uber made a huge mistake telling people not to use Uber. Because what am I hearing, Bob?
Is that you? Here. No, not me.
That's strange. Good. Kathy, do you hear something? It's an echo. Oh, there's an echo. That's why. I'm here myself. Anyway. Do you hear the echo? It's me. Usually I am the problem. Okay. Typically I'm the problem. But Uber told them not to do it because I guess the rideshare lot is not big enough. So you got to figure, does that mean more people are going to drive? Does that mean more people are going to take NJ Transit? I don't know.
Well, apparently they made some adjustments there that all the Uber drop-offs and pickups are going to be over by the racetrack.
Yeah.
And people are going to have, they're not going to be able to get get their ride after the match at the stadium itself. They're going to have to walk over to the track, over to Patterson Plank Road, and pick it up off of Route 17.
How far is that walk?
A good stretch of the legs, that's for sure.
About a mile,
three quarters of a mile. Anybody that's gone to a Jet or Giant game, they're pretty much familiar with those.
You've done that walk. Yeah.
It's doable.
A lot of the international folks, too. I mean, let's face it, the Europeans are walking a lot more than we are. So are the South Americans. So I don't think it's that big a deal. All right, any advice? Elizabeth is, she's working at home today.
Okay.
She's in the country for a few days, and she's headed to Brooklyn for a 5 o'clock meeting.
She should be all right. I mean, she goes through Staten Island. I mean,
so if she drives, she should go through Staten Island, take the bridge.
Absolutely. Yep. I mean, it's going to be heavier than normal, but she should be all right getting over there. She'll be leaving like around 3, I guess, right?
Leaving for 5 o'clock. At game time.
Yeah, so she should be fine. Anybody traveling during game time between 3 and 5 should be all right. It's after 5 to 7 o'clock. That's when the game lets out, and that's in the middle of the rush hour, and hopefully we've scared enough people away that they're going to stay north or south of the stadium area, and it's going to be manageable in that stretch.
So if you're leaving Brooklyn at 8 o'clock,
you should be all right.
You should be fine, right?
Yep, especially if you're staying south of the area. So we'll see how that plays out.
What do you think? Go all the way to 440 and 287?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
440, 287, Outer Bridge.
That's where you go.
Yep. That's where you go. Just like you do.
It's what I do to get around the Lincoln Tunnel traffic. It's been brutal lately. So I don't know.
That's the way you do it.
I'm going in Friday. There's no game Friday. So Friday night should be okay.
Yes.
All right, Bob. Thank you.
You've
keep
got
us posted.
It,
appreciate it. All right, this is Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North. Yeah, look, guys, this game today at 3 o'clock, if you don't have to be driving there, I would want no part of it. Because I can tell you, on Friday night last week, I ended the show. The show ended for me at 7. I got in the car, and I left at 4. It took 3 hours. 3 hours to get out of New York. It was just a madhouse. So anyway, if you don't have to be out on the road today, my advice is to not. All right, it's 9:26. That means Jen Arcillo is coming back with your news in 4 minutes. 9:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. I don't know, Jen, if we asked you your first job. Jill worked at Carvel. And all I think of when I hear that is not the modern fudgy wudgy stuff, all the whatever the hell that is.
Fudgy the whale.
Or the whale, whatever
modern,
the heck.
Yeah.
The old school, where you had the crispy chocolate in the middle.
Can I say something?
Please
do. All right. And we'll get to Jen. So the cakes back then?
Yeah.
We did a layer of vanilla, then a layer of vanilla cookie crunchies, then the chocolate, and then chocolate cookie crunchies. They don't do that anymore. Now they just throw it all together in one big middle part.
It's not the same.
We don't do the layers. And
I loved Carvel.
My bike ride home, like I said, on the 10 speed, I would make this milkshake that had the cookie crunchies in my milkshake with the chocolate syrup and vanilla.
Oh, so good.
There was the vanilla custard. And back then, you didn't gain any weight. You just drank a milkshake on your bike ride home.
And every birthday party, that was the go-to.
Carvel.
The Carvel ice cream cake.
Yeah.
Was it custard or ice cream?
Custard.
I loved it. We had one. There was one in Westmont on the corner of the main street. And the train station wasn't far. And it was huge. It was like the biggest place. Because it was right on Main Street. And it had the glass was wall to ceiling. Or I'm sorry, floor to ceiling.
And I remember we had a Carvel on Staten Island growing up, and it was big enough where you could have your birthday party there. So I used to get invited to a birthday party at Carvel. So I used to get so excited.
Nice. What was your job? Was it? Did you do cleanup or did you make the ice cream?
Everything. And yes, we did at a few points. Put our mouth under the...
Of course you did.
me and Kathy Brezer, you just took some of the beard.
It's the beard. The stupid beard is still all... It's all over.
We take the fake beard hair off of us.
Whose idea was this beard thing? Was this my idea?
Yours. What other hair brand would come up with this?
It wasn't mine. No, it was Jill and Kathy had a whole banter about it. And Jill's like... Just do it. Just
I didn't
buy
say
beard.
To buy this thing, though. I said, you know, the
there
ones that they
have. There are beard hairs. See if they're on the counter here.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Keeps on giving. It's so gross. It's just gross. Anyway.
I can't.
Jen, what was your first job?
Oh, my God. I wrote for a penny saver.
Wow. So what does that even mean? Remember the Met?
What is that?
You sound like Karen Walker on Will and Grace. I don't understand a word you just said.
Honey, what's going on over here, honey?
That was a penny saver.
Was this a New York thing? I don't even know.
No, you had to? Sure. Yeah.
It's like one of those stupid free newspapers that would have like coupons.
All right.
But I used to write like the, like, you know.
It was writing it?
Like there's a flea market opening today or there's a flower market, like pop-up, whatever. They would call it pop-up.
How do you get that? That was your first job?
Yeah, I was a freshman in high school.
No kidding. Like, that's really unique.
I went to the penny saver for some reason. I don't even remember what it was. And they were like, do you want to write for us? I went, okay. So like an idiot.
What do you mean you went to the penny saver? They had an office? Because it was printed.
The penny saver. It was a physical
global headquarters of the penny saver.
Physical office. I could walk to it. I went there to pick up something from my I don't even remember. I was 14.
It had like paneling, like wood paneling.
Oh, wood paneling.
For some reason,
And they were like, do you want to write articles? Because I mentioned, like, even back then, I was interested in like news and writing and just whatever. You know, and they were like, do you want to write for us? I'm okay. And literally, I would have to type an article and physically bring it to the office for print.
Type it on a typewriter. I remember also helping at my mom's office. And I remember back then her boss was Mr. O'Brien.
It was much more formal then.
Everybody else, it was Janice, Carol, whatever. But Mr. O'Brien, like. Isn't that funny how we called the bosses Mr.?
There's, you know, it's fun. It's interesting to say that because, so Chris Ruddy, who I've known for years, who owns Newsmax, well, he's the majority shareholder. So around the station, the studio, he's Mr. Ruddy.
What?
Wow.
So I just say Chris. And I've been thinking about this. I'm like, am I the only one doing that? I haven't figured it out.
Respectful. If you make any one of us call you Mr. Spadia. You're in trouble.
Great?
No, but he should be calling.
No, but should I be saying Mr. Ruddy?
Probably. You are you are new, aren't you? Kind of, sort of.
But it's odd because people who, like, they're like, oh, Mr. Ruddy's here. I'm like, well, you don't have to say that to, like, what?
Yeah, that's so
Isn't
weird.
That interesting?
I've never heard
so
of
that's the first office structure I've been in that formality. So you just reminded me that that's interesting.
Yeah.
Right? There are still friends of our kids who call us Mr. and Mrs. Spadia.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, you know, I say, hey.
Because our kids still call some of our friends Mr. and Mrs. Not all of them.
My kid's friend is Ryan's mom. Please, stop.
God, how about that? That's interesting. Now I'm thinking about the wood paneling, too. We had that wood paneling
in
our family room with an orange shag carpet.
Oh, yeah.
I can see it. It was like brown and orange.
But you loved it because you have memories from there.
That means someone picked it. like that was like, oh, this will match the wood paneling perfectly.
I think my mom still has the wood paneling in her basement. I don't think
a picture of a conquistador.
Conquistador.
Like a Spanish, like,
we had a clown.
Would never have been at your house. That was never happening.
It was actually the painting was called Sad Clown.
Sad Clown painting.
Do you remember Sad Clown?
Of course.
Was that a thing? Who painted Sad Clown? How did that end up in our family room?
I do not go near clowns.
The Tears of a Clown was based on Pagliacci.
Right?
Yeah.
Sad Clown.
I do not go near clowns. I'm afraid
everything
of them.
About
Kathy,
like them.
Did you have paneling?
Yes. In the basement.
Everybody had
wood.
It in the basement. That's
wood paneling.
We didn't have it in the basement.
I did.
And we had red carpeting.
Red is brutal. That's like walking into a room and getting a headache right away. Like
it was
that
like
is
red and black.
Oh, it wasn't that sharp red.
Yeah. Right? I don't remember the color of my.
We had olive green everywhere. It was just,
avocado. I think it's avocado.
Oh, avocado.
I think it's avocado green.
Anybody have wallpaper in the kitchen?
Oh yeah,
kitchen wallpaper.
I'm sure we did.
Flowers, yellow and brown flowers in the kitchen.
But you know, think about it. We're busting on.
Does anybody have wallpaper anymore? No,
I'm just buying it now. Made fun of me.
I think it should make a comeback. We have lost our. Here's why. If you look at the pictures in the 70s, 60s, even the 80s, cars were very colorful.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Your houses were colorful. Now, look, everything is so drab and corporate and neutral, sterile. Right. Everything's gray and white and black.
Did everybody have the plastic on their couches like I did growing up?
My grandmother.
My Aunt Lena. Oh, my God.
She had the runners.
Aunt Lena had the runners on the carpet.
Runners on the carpet. And I remember we had a black and a red couch, and I could see the clear plastic. And then you would sit on it and stick to it.
Yes.
In the summertime, it was horrible.
You really had that.
Trying to make out with your boyfriend on the couch was not fun, let me tell you.
Well, we've kind of aged ourselves, haven't we?
Wow.
Anyway, thanks for the memories, ladies.
First job.
All right, it's 9:45. Marge, I'm going to get to your call first on the other side of traffic and weather next.
For the best of New Jersey, live hosts and timely traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Tune into New Jersey 101.5.
9:51 on New Jersey 101.5. All right, first job. Kathy, you were just telling me your first job. Ask that question again.
I applied to what I call the big three fast food restaurants, McDonald's, Burger King, and Roy Rogers. And all three offered me a job. Guess which one I accepted and why?
Well, now I know the answer, and I think it's hilarious. So, Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers, because I guess they have McDonald's, the cutest uniforms.
I thought it was going to be about the food. It was about the style.
No, they had these like a red button down Western type blouse, and the girls, the uniforms. It was a long denim skirt and a cowboy hat, and it looked like fun.
That's funny. That's Perfect a great music. Reason though.
Yeah,
and that's sure. a unique reason.
Yeah,
right. I love it. All right, Marge in Tom's River, you're gonna wrap us up today. What was your first job?
Okay, my first job was a dietary aide at St. Vincent's Hospital in Staten Island, New York. Well, here's the thing. I had to bring the dietary person. He has special food for whatever the patient is. So it was an Italian guy. And he opens up the thing. He had the cover on and he opens up. No meatballs? And I said, no, you can't have that. So three times I went there. And he kept saying, no, you got my meatballs now? So I talked to the dietary aide. I said, could you do me a favor? Could you give this gentleman spaghetti and meatballs?
That's funny.
He's asking me every single time.
Did he get it?
And he goes, you got my spaghetti and meatballs. I love you. I love you.
You know what? I love that, Marge. It's a nice memory. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks for joining the show. Hey, quick shout out. Congratulations to producer Kristen, our former producer, for winning a Gracie Award. Absolutely outstanding, Kristen. Go get them. That is, I'm sure, the first of many recognitions and awards that you'll be receiving. You are one of the best in the business. So congratulations, producer Kristen. All right, guys, I got to get out of here. I want to revisit this first job thing tomorrow because I feel like we ran out of time. And it's something I want to talk about. But also your memories going back with the paneling, the carpeting, the plastic. I never understood that. Anyway, all that and more. Plus, I'll break down this Iran deal tomorrow and how it's going to affect New Jersey. Yes, I'll tell you tomorrow. 9:54. Have a great rest of your day.